Sometime in the coming days, if it hasn't happened already, Michigan will pass another unsettling milestone in the battle against COVID-19. More people will be in the hospital with the virus than at any other time in the pandemic. By next week, we're on track to see more than 4,000 hospitalized with the virus. People on the front line say treating these patients is exhausting work. Gwen Bovey is a nurse in an emergency department in West Michigan.
The last time I was the COVID nurse, I remember saying, like, I just want to lay on the floor and not get back up.
As cases continue to grow, there's fear growing as well, a fear that the state's weary hospital workers won't be able to keep up and that more people will die as a result. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reports on the feelings of burnout among hospital workers and what they say you can do to help.
Srijan Sen has researched mental health of frontline healthcare workers for more than a decade. He's a psychiatrist and a professor at the University of Michigan. His particular interest is studying mental health among resident physicians, and he had a tragic introduction to the topic. Two of his friends attempted suicide during their residencies, he says. One died from it. Even before the pandemic, he says people in healthcare were under a lot of stress. Resident physicians show signs of depression at 5 times the rate of the general public. But a surprising thing happened at the start of the pandemic. Sen says mental health actually improved for the people he studies.
We heard reports that physicians felt like they were, this is what I actually became a doctor to do, and that everyone in the hospital and even the larger society was hailing physicians and clinicians as heroes, and it felt like we were all in it together and working to a common purpose.
But that feeling didn't last. Now, 8 months after Michigan reported its first confirmed cases of the virus, many hospitals are seeing more patients than they've ever seen. Those public displays of appreciation for frontline workers are a memory. And people are tired.
I really do like what I do, and I'm very happy to do it, but it still takes a lot out of you.
Dr. Ali Rizvi is a physician who travels between hospitals. Earlier this year, he says he had to take a break because he was burning out. Now he's working long hours again. With COVID cases rising, many hospitals are desperate for staff. Adding to the pressure, more healthcare workers themselves are sick.
And that wreaks havoc on scheduling and staffing. And that further degrades the people's emotional states. They need breaks, and they're not getting the breaks they need.
No breaks, and sometimes it seems no support. Gwen Bovey, the ER nurse in West Michigan, says the past few weeks her ER has been more full than she's ever seen it. Michigan Radio's not naming the hospital because Bovey did not have permission to speak on its behalf. But Bovey says at times in recent weeks, people have had to wait to be admitted because the hospital has been short on beds. And she still hears people say the virus isn't that serious.
You know, it's still a customer service job, so you know, we have to bite our tongue, and that gets harder every day.
Regardless of how anyone feels about it, the virus is spreading. And many people on the front lines expect the situation to get much worse before it gets better. Dr. Srijan Sen advises healthcare workers to find space to unwind whenever you can and pay attention to signs of burnout in yourself and others.
I think sometimes it's hard to see these things in yourself, and oftentimes when others around you notice these things and point them out, then that's often the sign.
As for everyone else, you can help too. Many COVID units aren't accepting food anymore, but you can contact the hospital to ask. You can also send cards. But nurses, doctors, and hospital administrators all say there is one thing more than any other that can help them right now. Take the virus seriously. Cancel indoor social gatherings, including Thanksgiving. Wear masks. Wash your hands. Frontline healthcare workers say those are the best ways to support them right now. I'm Dustin Dwyer.